Hi, friends. You're listening to WMUC FM College Park, and I'll be right back after a quick message.
Did you know that the University of Maryland is one of the 50 fittest colleges in America? Our state-of-the-art Epley Recreation Center, School of Public Health, Ritchie Coliseum, and Cole Fieldhouse have a number of resources that help keep Terps happy, active, and healthy. Join the daily group fitness workouts, request a personal trainer, or own your independence and build your own training plan. Exercise can improve muscle strength and boost your endurance and confidence. Feel better and live longer.
That was Save It For Later by The English Beat. Hi, everyone. You're listening to WMUC FM College Park. My name is Osher, and this is Radio Kill the Video Star. It's the show that comes on every Wednesday at 7, and the show where I talk about music videos because I'm weirdly obsessed with them. Let's get started for today. I pick a different artist for every single show, and this is my senior semester, so I'm coming in hot. I'm really excited to do as many big celebrities and stars as I can, and singers. Like I did a little bit of like little artists here and there. Even they're not even that little. Like, but probably the smallest artist that I did was like Dominic Fike, and he's not small at all. But like, if you consider his music videos, they are pretty small in comparison to other artists that I've done, like Taylor Swift. Like, the views on those just cannot compare. So I'm just, you know, I'm going to be doing bigger artists from now on, and there's a lot of fun to be had. Why did I play Save It for Later, you're wondering? You might not be wondering that, but I feel like I need a little bit of an explanation, because that's kind of like an odd song for me to play. I think I don't usually play like music like that. I play a lot of pop. I'm a big pop fan. But I have never stuck to a single genre. Just because there's so much music out there. There's like, why stick to one genre? Everything is amazing. But I played Save It for Later because I've been obsessed with this like 80s music. I don't even know what genre it would be within, but I consider it like, it's like goofy islandic music. It sounds like kind of like goofy tropical 80s music. I don't know how else to describe it other than Men at Work and Talking Heads, and for some reason this song. Like, I made a playlist for it the other day because I like really wanted to listen to this kind of music, and I put all this music on here. So that's why I played it, because I've been really obsessed with that kind of music lately. Other songs that are on this playlist are stuff from the Steve Miller Band, and I have the song Send Me On My Way. I feel like that one's kind of out there a little bit. I don't know if that really adheres to the genre of this playlist. Mad World from Tears for Fears. That one's also kind of a stretch, but I feel like, how does the verse go for that song? I can't think, because I have Save It for Later stuck in my head. There's like one part that really like fits into that genre, I think. Oh, it's the part where he's like, and I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. Like, that part is so goofy, I feel. And listening to it makes me feel like kind of odd, but I like it. Another song that I have in there is Break My Stride. That song is a perfect exemplary of this type of 80s goofball music. I don't know what genre that is. I'm going to look it up and I'm going to figure out what it is. But, oh, I also have some Steely Dan on there. Jungle Love, a little bit of a stretch. Do It Again is a little bit more like in the box of what I'm trying to call this. And what I'm calling this playlist is Peer Pressure, because if I were to smoke a cigarette, I would smoke a cigarette listening to this song, listening to these songs. I don't smoke, guys. I don't smoke. But if I were to smoke cigarettes, I would absolutely want to smoke a cigarette to Men at Work. Am I allowed to say that? I don't know. I just like that. That just sounds perfect to me. So I've called this playlist Peer Pressure for that reason. The artist that I'm going to be talking about is not any of these artists, but it's just, you know, what I've been interested in lately, so I thought that I should play it. The artist I am going to be talking about today, though, is Mary J. Blige, because she has a lot of music videos. And guys, the process of me trying to figure out what music videos I'm going to play and what artists I'm going to talk about is extremely difficult. I've kind of narrowed the playing field the more and more shows I do, so it's getting more and more difficult for me to figure out an artist. But it's also getting more difficult because, like, there are so many artists out there, and I only have a set amount of shows left before I graduate. So, like, what am I to do? I'm stuck with this conundrum that I just can't get out of. But I'm going to figure it out, and I'm just going to try to do the best of the best. I was originally going to do Maxwell or Jill Scott today, but I feel like, yes, they're big artists, but I want something bigger, you know? Like, we got to go big every single show from now on. And I mean, who's bigger than Mary J? Who's bigger than Mary J? There's so much to discuss there. Any other thoughts that I had? Oh, I've noticed that I tend to yell when I'm in here because I get excited. I'm sorry about that. I'm going to try to tone it down a little bit for this show. I've been told by my mother that I'm too loud. So I'm gonna try to not be as loud today. I mean, like, other people who know me would probably be like, you're not loud at all, you're quiet. People love to tell me that I'm quiet, and I'm just like, it's because you don't know me. I talk. I'm a yapper. I know that the internet is saying that yap is going to age poorly, but I can ramble. I'm rambling right now. I'm really good at it. And when I get excited, I get kind of loud. So I'm going to try to keep it below a certain decibel level for your hearing and listening sake. So I'm not screaming in your ear. And if I get too loud, please don't turn me off. Just like, give me another chance. All right. So lots of music videos to talk about, lots of songs to talk about. I'm going to try to be brief with them, but you know me, I am never actually brief. So I'm going to end up doing the very best that I can. I also realized that when I was looking through this whole peer pressure playlist that I was just talking about, wow, say that three times fast, Okay. When I was looking through that other playlist that I kind of got a little bit sidetracked and distracted from what I was supposed to do as what is my job here? I'm a radio DJ. Okay, so without further ado, this is a song that you guys know very well. This is Family Affair by Mary J. Blige.
Just watch.
right about now. All right. That was Family Affair by Mary J. Blige. And we're talking about Mary J. Blige and her music videos until 8 o'clock today. There's lots to discuss. I am looking through her discography right now because if you know me, you know that I like to look at music videos in a bubble. And what that means is that I don't know anything about the artist that I'm talking about. It's really unfortunate. I should do more research, but I get lazy like everybody else. I'm a human being, guys. So I don't really look up the artist as much as I should, and then I don't know enough about the artist, and then I start talking, and then you guys are confused. So I decided to do a little research on Mary J. Blige in this little music video bubble that I do, where I look at the music video just in the context of the video that I'm seeing right now. I am the outsider. That's who I am. This is my first time watching the Family Affair music video and a lot of these other music videos, so I am unfamiliar anyways, and but I'm not unfamiliar to the songs, because these are like songs that I've grown up with as a child. You know, you see these everywhere. Mary J. Blige's first album came out in 1992, and that was called What's the 411. Totally familiar with this. This is where songs such as Real Love, Sweet Thing, I love that song, and many others came out. Sweet Thing was also just like a cover from Anita Baker's song, but I love Mary J. Blige's version more. I'm sorry, a lot of people say that they like the original version, but I really love that version. And this is making me wonder, how old was she in 1992? How old was Mary J.? Hey, the internet is listening to me because it filled in the rest of the answers. She was 21 years old. Okay, I asked that because she got signed when she was 18 years old from Uptown, I think Uptown Records is what it said, and to be having released this album at 21, it seemed like she was cooking on it for a minute, because I'm surprised that, like, she got signed and then she didn't release anything for a minute, but then I guess she eventually came out with something. So after What's the 411 came My Life, which was her next album in 1994, Share My World in 1997, and that was also where Lil' Kim came in the mix with I Can Love You and that music video. There was also Mary in 1999, and then No More Drama in 2001, which gave us Family Affair. And this is also No More Drama album. I mean, the song No More Drama as well, too. And I thought that there was another one that was really important from this. I guess not. Those were the biggest hits, really. I want you guys to know also, it's so hard for me to focus when I'm in here when there's another band playing in the other room. So if you hear them, I guess they're the background music. You should go look them up. Like, I'm not going to tell you who they were because I don't know. But it's, if you hear something you like, I mean, look it up, look into it. So let's talk about Family Affair and what are the thoughts about this music video? I mean, it's kind of just, this is probably exactly what I expect from a Mary J. video. She's so outlandish in her fashion and her choices that it's just like, this is what you would expect from her at this point. Like, she has this sense of style that's so unique to her and nobody else. The other thing is that, like, she kind of didn't adopt this style for a minute. In the 90s, she was rocking that TLC look, but then when she came out into the 2000s, it was like a whole new person. She did a complete rebrand into, I don't know what to call this other than like the Mary J. look. I really don't know what else to call this look. It's just like every piece is so much. she wears so much all the time, and it's like everything is clashing with each other, but it's her and I can't hate on it as much as I want to. She just has this look for her. I don't know what to say. Like I'm really staring at it to see if like I can put this into words. It's like 2000s auntie. I know people don't like it when I say auntie. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little loud. People don't like it when I say auntie. I've said that to my friends every once in a while, and I'm like, you kind of give auntie vibes. And they really shut that down. And they're telling me that I should probably stop saying that. But I mean, when I think of auntie, I think of like, when I say auntie, this is what I mean. I mean, black woman that looks like she has money and no children. That's what I mean when I say auntie. So, like, these outfits that she has together, where she has this short, ruffled, I don't know what the cut is called, because I don't have, like, short haircuts. Like, what is this haircut that all the black women used to get in the early 2000s? Early 2000s. Guys, I'm doing so much Googling right now. haircuts. Ooh, they cooking in the studio right there. Y'all hear that? Why does that sound good? I'm about to knock on the window. I don't know what to call this haircut. Haircuts, not hairstyles. The flipped ends, blah, blah, blah. No, okay, whatever. This is going to take me forever to try to figure out. It's not worth it. I'm really about to go ask them what that song is. So in this video, she has this black and white straight bob. It's almost too short to say it's a bob. Like, it's at the ear. And it's so freaking straight. This thing looks like a brim on her head. She's wearing hoops and then this black leather outfit with buckles and chains and straps and a fishnet stockings. And she's also wearing black boots and she's busting a move because she's going to dance. If she's going to do anything in a music video, she's going to dance, especially as she's saying in this song, "So you got to dance for me." Don't need no hateration. Don't need no holleration in this dancery. Get out. She's not having any of that. Not here. Not now. This haircut just bothers me so much in the video because it really looks like she cut it with kitchen scissors with the lights off. I just want somebody to have, like, it's such a bad haircut, but it's her. So I don't know. It looks like she put a mop on her head and then she was like, she put the bowl on and then she just cut around it. It's a bowl cut. That's what it is. I'm sorry. I said it was a bob. It's really a bowl cut. It's like a bad bowl cut. Like, looks at, like it was out of kitchen scissors. Another outfit that she's wearing in this video is, it's really, sorry if I haven't said it already, the video is like a party and everybody's just having a good time. Looks like they're in a club. They're in two different clubs. There's like one club that's dark with the lights out and stuff and everybody's dancing and everybody's got their sections. And then there's another club that's like bright and white and everybody's having a good time there as well. And they're all in like these streetwear, nightlife, hybrid outfits, but her outfit is just so wow. I'm gonna sound like a hater, but I'm really not. It's just this haircut. I can't get past the haircut because I would really vibe with the outfit if the hair wasn't just so jagged. She's in this next scene, she's wearing this jean outfit and it looks like it was cut up just in random places, and like buckles again, and she's wearing the teeniest pair of jean shorts the second teeniest pair of jean shorts I've ever worn. The teeniest pair of jean shorts are the janties that Alex Kasani wears. Those are the teeniest pair of jean shorts. No, these are the second shortest. These things look like they are cutting in places that you don't want to know. But she's rocking them. I think they look good and they're really highlighting her thighs. She looks great. Anything else that I want to comment on about this video? I mean, there's a lot of details that I could go into, but I won't. It's just like, there's scenes of everybody dancing around and if I knew the dance moves, I would say it. Everybody's really just having a good time. But the focus is on Mary J and the fun that she's having. I tried to do this video first because I knew that there wouldn't be as much to discuss quality-wise. But I felt like it was still an important video to talk about nonetheless. Looking at the comments really quickly to see if there's anything I can talk about. This one says, "Doesn't matter if you're white or black. Let's get crunk because Mary's back. We need you back, Mary. Please save us all." This is from 5 years ago. Let's think about the message that she was saying in Family Affair. Listen to what she's saying, guys. The part that really speaks volumes to me is where she goes, "Leave your situations at the door." Some people don't understand that. When we're going out, when we're going to the club, when we're going to the bar, when we're having fun, when we're all having a night out on the town, and you bring your situation with you, you're killing the vibe. And next time, we're going to leave you behind. If you want to get invited to the family affair, leave your situation at the door. We're not talking about your ex-boyfriend. You can find a new one tonight. That's the whole goal of the song, you know? Like, a lot of people are just missing that fact. She's making it so hard for me to defend her in this video, though. Like, she's wearing a fedora. I can't get started on the fedora. Fedora and the tightest pair of white jeans and an orange vest. Girl, are you about to do a magic trick? It's a very interesting combination, and I guess nobody else could work it except for Mary J. Blige. I mean, what else can we expect? I also put some notes on my phone in case I forgot for things that I wanted to discuss in this video. Oh, I put a note for that one. It says, my note says that one awkward white boy. There's this one boy in the video who, I don't even know if he's white. He looks like he might be Latino. There's this one boy in the video and he's sitting on the couch and everybody around him is dancing, having a good time. And the camera for some reason decides to stop and focus on him. And he looks just extremely confused and uncomfortable. It kind of looks like a, I don't know what they're called, but like the club people who take photos, like the media people, just like spotted him. And now he is the one that the camera is on and he's so uncomfortable. Poor guy. I mean, I don't think he even wanted to be in the shot. It reminds me of me. He's the guy who's a wallflower in the beginning. But you know what? By the end of the video, he's going to have gotten up and danced and had a good time and had a good night. Sometimes you just got to shake it off, you know? So maybe he's not me as much as I thought he was. That was Family Affair. There's more to talk about. How many times have I said this? Probably a lot of times. I'm running out of words. I'm running out of phrases. I just, like, I don't know. I guess I'm running out of things to say. So we're going to go back in time. I guess you could say that we're going down. This is I'm Going Down by Mary J. Blige.
Time on my hand. Since you've been away, boy, I ain't got no plans. No, 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 no. And the sound of the rain against my window pane. It's slowly driving me insane. Boy, I'm going down. I'm going down. Cause you ain't around, baby. My whole world's upside down. Sleep don't come easy. Boy, please believe me. Since you've been gone, everything's going wrong. Why'd you have to say goodbye? Look what you've done to me. I can't stop these tears from falling from my eyes. Ooh, baby.
was I'm Going Down by Mary J. Blige, and that song ended earlier than I expected it to, but we're talking about her music videos until 8 o'clock today. I was in the middle of researching the song, and I got kind of caught up, and the song just kind of ended. You know, she did that, and I was like, oh, shoot! That's kind of just how everything goes with me. A very interesting video, and what I've come to learn is that it kind of came at an important moment in her life, or I guess a word that I'm reading right now is that it's it came from reflection on her formative years. That's what this phrase says. These are not my words, guys. So it says that, okay. Mary J. came from the Bronx, which is, you know, as this says, the birthplace of hip hop. But another thing that's important here is that coming from New York, it says that she witnessed a lot of violence and started drinking with her friends as a method to cope. So a lot of what I've discovered about her sophomore album, the second album, is that, remember, we're going back because first I started with Family Affair and then I'm going down. The thing about this second album is that it's really talking about the things that she experienced when she was a child. So what this says is Blige, who lived in the William A. Schlobaum, houses, public housing in the downtown area for several years, discussed the violence she witnessed and trauma she experienced as a child, which drove her to self-medicate with alcohol and drugs. Blige recalled how she would go to the pier to drink with her friends to numb the pain. She caught the attention of former Uptown Records artist with a record that she made herself, singing Anita Baker's ballad, Caught Up in the Rapture. She clearly loves Anita Baker. While she was at the mall, and it was just up from there. She said, I was afraid for him because he was this very... She was afraid for him? Okay. Because he was this very wealthy man that was in this neighborhood that was terrible, Blige said in the documentary, recalling when Uptown Records founder Andre Harrell came to Schlobaum to hear her sing. But she said that she really wanted to get out of this public housing and she wanted to get out of where she was, and she did. So it's a big thing for her, and we are essentially very proud of her. And she, of course, is a wonderful singer. She makes amazing music, and she makes even better music videos. What else was I about to... Okay, so I looked up what the song I'm Going Down is specifically about, and I really wish... I don't know if there's a Reddit page, but, oh, gosh, I would love to find a Reddit page on this right now. Let's see. Give me 2 seconds. Because I found... It's not... This is not what I want. This is not what I want. Okay, whatever. Let's talk about the music video, and then we'll talk about the meaning of the song a little bit, too, and look at the comments. Because I feel like this is probably the most important music video of all of her videos, actually. And I think it's the most detailed, it's the most well put together, and it's the most emotional. This video is in black and white, but it's also that kind of black and white where it looks more brown than anything. I don't know what to call it. But it starts with Mary J, and she comes up to the stage, and she's in this, what is it, a bar? I think this is a bar. A restaurant? I think it's a restaurant. Okay, we're going to call it a restaurant. She's in this restaurant, and she's wearing a giant fur coat and sunglasses. She's clearly a diva. She comes up to the stage. There's a microphone sitting on the chair on the stage, and she picks up the mic, and she starts singing, and everything's in black and white once again. And she's singing to this, like, semi-empty restaurant to see if anyone's listening, but it's clear that she's just pouring her heart out to people. A cut scene after this is to a woman, and it's a black woman, and she is making out with this white guy. Looks like maybe in the same restaurant setting, and they are just so affectionate towards each other. It is strictly just passion. And then following this scene is the part where she goes, I'm going down, and right on the beat, as she says, I'm going down, is when a group of people in suits, black suits, just start walking down the steps right on beat. And as you can see, they're all Mary J, is what we come to find out. And the rest of the video is just exactly like that. It is a ballad, if anything. It's very, very heartfelt. It's super intimate. And I think that it does just exactly what it needs to do. It's like perfectly emotional and it captures all the strength of her words. Focusing on this one couple is a very interesting thought, though, that I can't like seem to wrap my head around, because it says that the point of the song is that it's about a one-sided relationship. But I think that the concept here is a little, I don't know, it doesn't like reinforce the plot if they're so enveloped in each other. But we're going to look past that. A thought that I had when I was watching this video, and I've done a lot of music videos, I've watched a lot of music videos being here, is the fact that she is showing, Mary J. Blige is showing an interracial relationship in her music video from, what, 1996? Is kind of crazy, and considering that I've seen so many videos from also white people, that is like, the interracial relationships in her music videos are normal. But like, why does it feel like pulling teeth to get very popular white people to show music videos that also show diverse people? I feel like, I don't know, it's something I'll never really understand. I mean, it's racism, obviously. Well, I'm like, oh, I don't get it. It's racism. But like, it's confusing to me why there's so many. I was preparing for this, for today's show, and I watched some Maxwell music videos. I watched, what else did I watch? I watched someone else. I watched Maxwell. I watched Mary J. Blige, of course. And in both of their videos, they have diverse audiences. When they're trying to express emotion, they show emotion for all people. And it's so disappointing, and I don't know what else to call it, to me, that in a lot of famous white people's music videos and artists, they don't show diverse audiences and people in their videos. It just speaks to something. I don't know. I don't have all the words for it. I guess it's maybe a reason why you might be able to feel the emotion a little bit more in these videos than in those. Oh, okay. I'm going to look at the comments. Okay. These comments are more about like the emotion of when you hear this song when we were younger, as opposed to like what it actually meant to them. Like this song says, the first time I heard this song was on Sister Sister. Another one says, you know, you hear this song when it's time to clean the house. Okay, so they're more like momentous than they are actually personal. Interesting. Anyone else? Oh, okay. So it's not her song. Oh, okay. This says the original song was recorded by Rose Royce. That's a hard name to say. For the Car Wash soundtrack, where it was associated with the character searching for true love. I had no idea about this. Okay. Wow. I'm going to have to listen to that. That might change the thought a little bit. I think it's an amazing cover, and Mary J. does covers magnificently. But another thing about this is that I think having learned her story and seeing how it speaks to her, it's a very important song, and the video is probably her best video. It's very personal, and I love it a lot. Another thing about her is I've noticed that Mary J. Blige has the perfect face for makeup. Her eyes are like, I don't know what to describe her eye shape as, but it is just like, I want to put eyeliner all over it. She's got the perfect shape for like that perfect eyeliner wing. I kept wondering if she was wearing eyeliner, and I genuinely cannot tell. And I've actually noticed that in a couple of music videos. That's just how good her eyes look. She's gorgeous. She's freaking gorgeous. And there's another music video in black and white that must be discussed. I'm trying to get through as many as I can. We've got two left, and I don't think I'm going to get through them. But I'm certainly going to try. This is a song that you guys also know really, really well. This is Be Without You by Mary J. Blige.
Neither one of us knew why. didn't build nothing overnight, cause a love like this takes some time. People swore it off as a phase, said we can't see that. Now from top to bottom, they see that we did that. Yes, it's so true that, yes, we've been through it. Yes, but we got rushed. Yes, see baby, we've been too strong for too long.
And I can't be without you, baby.
Be Without You by Mary J. Blige, and we're talking about Mary J. Blige music videos until 8 o'clock. This is her most entertaining music video, hands down. While I really loved I'm Going Down, Be Without You is a great time. I'm having fun watching this. It's a bit of a story, and you know I love a story. I'm a sucker for a story. So we're gonna walk through this one. I didn't get to walk through the other ones, but we're gonna walk through this one. The video starts with, you know, it's in black and white. The video starts in black and white because she loves the drama of a black and white video. And it's the city skyline, and you're kind of zooming by, and we're looking overhead like from a helicopter view. And then it starts with Mary J, and that's the next scene, and she's kind of looking out the glass window of a, what is this, like a penthouse or something, or a really fancy, schmancy apartment. And she's recalling the way that she feels, and she starts singing, you know? Gotta be with you, gotta be with you. She has an interesting style here. It's cute, but you know I got a problem with it. So she's wearing these low-rise sweatpants, cute. This little tank top, cute. The outfit is really put together. It looks like she's chilling. Like, it's a nice 2000s chill outfit. The one thing that's really pissing me off is she has this bouffant on her head. I want to know who her hairstylist was, and I want to know why they hate her. what is the reason? Girl, we know bouffants went out of style when Marie Antoinette went out. We don't, no. I'm gonna say no. It's just too big. It's really too big. I love a little poof, like a little snooky poof, but a little one. Emphasis on the little. This is too big. This one is huge. Okay? It looks like she's going to be the belle of the ball tonight. Otherwise, the outfit is really put together, and once again, her makeup is cute. Like, face card never declines, coming from Miss Mary J. So, the next part is she's typing on the computer in bed, and it looks like she's doing something skeevy. I mean, the lighting on this is not great for her. She's also got amazing eyebrows. But anyways, she's typing something on her computer, and then the last cutscene that we see is in color, finally. And it's of a fight scene, and it keeps going to black. Like, it keeps, like, coming in and out, and it's intense whenever it does show up. And it's between Mary J. and Terrence Howard. He's in this video, and he's playing her love interest. And you know he's acting his butt off. He's done with this. So they're having a little fight, and then right as she's over it, and she kind of, like, waves her hand to, like, flick him off, he walks out, he gets his coat, and then she starts singing the verses. Now the song has started. It's begun. So, again, the video kind of transitions between these clips a bunch of times, but the important scenes are, there's one part where she's on the computer and she's typing, and I don't know what she's typing in. It kind of looks like, I don't know what this is, like the notes. She's typing in her notes or something, and what she's typing are the lyrics. She's typing the lyrics as she's saying them out loud. It's kind of cute. I thought that she would maybe be writing an email or something. It looked like she was really locked in, but I guess she's not. She's just writing a song. There's another part where she's looking in the mirror and she's singing to herself. And then there are the parts in color where it's like the good times in the relationship is what she's looking back on. And that's moments where they're having dinner with their friends and someone puts out like this salad that looks scrumdilly yum yum. He's wearing this turtleneck and a suit. I don't know if he was the perfect pick for this video, but I kind of like him, you know? I mean, I just can't take Terrence Howard seriously. It's, like, a problem that I have. They're just, like, an interesting combination. I kind of wish that they had lines. Like, it's so close to... Like, I'm very interested. I want to see more. I want more out of this video, matter of fact. I like it so much that I want more. So they're in this relationship with each other, and we're seeing the good times. There's a part where she's, like, getting out the car, and she's famous, and there's lights, cameras flashing. And it's just, she's living the good life, but for some reason she just can't get over this guy, you know? She's singing and she's belting her heart out. I just can't be without you, baby. I love the part where she's like, call the radio. Call the radio if you just can't be without your baby. Call me if you just can't, be without me. I don't know. There's another fight scene. That's the next clip that we see, and it's getting so intense. She's putting her hands on her eyes. She's crying. It's like, are we ever going to make it out of this? But despite all of that, in the last scene, after he left, you know, he walks back into the door, and he kind of gives her this little look that's like, let's make things right. And she's like, you know what? Yeah. And the video ends, and she says, you know, I want to be with you. And, you know, that's the video. That's Be Without You by Mary J. Blige. Let's look at the comments. This one says, he stressed Mary. He stressed Monica. He stressed Ashanti. Terrence, stop it. You're not going to get rid of Terrence Howard. He's everywhere. I have a love-hate relationship with Terrence Howard. I'm pretty sure I heard that he did some bad things. I mean, like, what man hasn't? What man hasn't done a bad thing in this world? Very rarely. I mean, you got to find them, but like, shoot. I've heard he's done some bad things, but man, I love seeing Terrence Howard in an acting performance. You know he's going to go crazy. He's just one of those actors. He's everywhere. Man, if you don't hit that hey right along with Mary, then please exit the video stage left. You know I was hitting that in here, right here in this seat when this was on mute and the song was playing. I was hitting that. I love that part. I love it. It hits too hard. It's different. What else? Oh, yes. This comment says, I miss when artists made movies out of music videos. They used to act. Yes, they absolutely did. Yeah. Okay, what else did they say about this? That's not acting. They was feeling the music they made. This one came from her soul and you can feel it. Yes, absolutely. This one says Michael Jackson even called them short films instead of music videos. And that was a time when the music industry was on another level. It was and it wasn't. There were good parts, there were bad parts. Good parts being, wow, this is a quality video. Bad parts being Terrence Howard. Yeah. I'm looking at her phone. There's like a phone in this video. She's got this little slide phone. I used to have a phone like that. It like where you've got the keypad and then it flips shut. Good old days, man. I miss the times when I had a phone that slid. You know how cool that was? That was so freaking cool. My phone used to be so durable. I kid you not. I'm telling you a story. I kid you not. My phone used to be so durable. I used to throw it at the wall in school to show my friends how durable it was. It was like a joke. If my mom's listening to this, she'd be like, you did what? Yes, I did. I used to try to break my phone, but it never broke. It never broke. I would lose my phone. I was a person who lost my phone all the time. I actually once found my phone in the grass. That's how much I lost my phone. But anyways, my phones used to be so durable that like I would throw the phone at the wall and it would be fine. It would just bounce back like nothing. And I would show my friends. I'd be like, see, it's good. And then I'm wondering why, like, I got to get a new phone. No, the reason why I had to get a new phone is because I kept losing my last one. I could not keep a phone for anything. I'm that kind of person. I really wanted to talk about the No More Drama video, and I'm not gonna because I don't have time. But what that video was is it was a video about addiction, and I don't think I actually would have been able to do it justice anyways. It kind of takes on a Third Eye Blind type vibe and U2-ish. I know that Mary J did a song with U2. She did one with them. They kind of have that same like late 90s vibe where it's like the camera was so up close and personal, and then they also really had like a super melodramatic story going on in the background, and everybody was just sad. Everyone was just sad in the late 90s for some reason and in their music videos. I don't know where it came from. Everybody was just, they were sad and they were desperately in love. And then in the early 2000s is when you gotta freaking call the radio if you just can't be without your baby. I like this video a lot. I had a good time watching it. I'm having a great time looking at the Mary J music videos. If I had like, I feel like I had other thoughts about her that I want to look at my notes really quickly because I just, you know, I always forget stuff. That's really it. Wow. That's crazy. I always like have an extra thought, but like my mind is blanking for some reason right now. I think like if anything, I really like the passion behind her videos. I mean, it comes across in the color grading and like the black and white, which then turns to color. I always love when I see that happen in a video. I edit videos sometimes, and when I edit a video from black and white to color, I always feel like I'm like Steven Spielberg or something. I'm like, you guys haven't seen this yet. I'm really cooking something up. And that's the way I felt when I kind of watch this. I always think that it looks great. The other thing is like the actual color grading, like when there is color in the video and it looks really, really nice, it's because everything was just so saturated at this time. Everything was deeply, deeply orange. I was watching Enchanted earlier. There's nothing greater than what I've been doing lately is I've been coming back to my apartment and I've been watching cable because we get cable as students, right? We get cable for free. So I've been coming back to my apartment and I've just been seeing what's on TV. And I encourage everyone to just look at what's on TV. It's so much fun. You don't get to choose and you get to learn something. I watched a documentary about the Vikings last night. You know that the Vikings used a special stone so that way they can figure out where the sun is when it was overcast outside because it was so freaking cloudy in the Atlantic. They didn't know where north was. I bet you didn't know that. And you know where I learned that? Cable. I watched that on cable. But where I was going with that is that I watched Enchanted earlier. And there's the last scene in Enchanted. It's just, it's so beautiful. It's so gorgeous. The part where like Idina Menzel runs away with James Marsden to go live in an animated world. What girl doesn't want that? And then there's also the part that comes right after that, which is where Amy Adams and Patrick Dempsey live happily ever after, and they're running around their giant apartment in what, like New York? Which doesn't exist, but anyways, they're running around in a giant apartment in New York, and she works as a fashion designer for children's princess dresses, and they also have one daughter, and everybody's happy, and they all have these, like, orangey lights, and everything is very warm feeling, and they're dancing before they have dinner, and, like, what happened? We lost the plot. We lost the plot when we lost color grading. I want to live every single day like the last 5 seconds of the Enchanted movie. I want that. I want to be the princess who gets to run around with Patrick Dempsey and my one daughter. In case anyone's asking, which you're not. But you know, I had to put my 2 cents out there. That's how I felt when I watched this music video and I saw such warmth. I love the warmth. I love to feel warm in a video. So that's it. That's my discussion on Mary J. I feel like there's more. Like, there's so much more I could have done. But, hey, I did all right. There's a lot more to discuss next week when I talk about whatever other big artist I am going to talk about, because there's only a number of weeks left. So on my way out, I am playing Fatboy Slim. Why? I don't know. I'm playing Fatboy Slim because I heard this song earlier and I really liked it. I feel like I've heard it somewhere else also, but this is the Rockefeller Skank. sorry, guys. Please enjoy the rest of your week. Yeah. Right about now. The funk soul brother. Check it out now. The funk soul brother. Right about now. The funk soul brother. Check it out now. The funk soul brother. Right about now. Funk soul brother, right about now. The swimmers are 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 the swimmers are